There's a lovely Imelda McCarron. Imelda, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well, Imelda. Imelda, I'd come round to your house to get a bit of cooking done. There is no question, a bit of baking done. No doubt about it. Now, Bake Off, first out, but apparently you are a very, very good cook.
I definitely don't think I did myself justice, Frank. And we would have you over at our house anytime. You're like a local celebrity, so my daddy would be chuffed.
Imelda, I might have to check out how you make your cakes and your buns, because everyone you work with reckons you're a very, very good baker. I think baker is the proper term. What was the experience like in the tent with the judges? Is that daunting?
Yeah, it is. It's weird. Like, whenever you go into the tent, first thing in the morning, there's no sign of the judges. And it's just so surreal, like, being, or even just whenever you come over the hill and see the actual tent, it's something that I've watched on TV for years.
Imelda, I'm going to interrupt you for a second, because there'll be people the length and breadth of the land who'll want to hear you. Just the line is very, very poor. What I'm going to try and do is get you back on a really good line and have a chat with you, okay? Let's see if we can hear Imelda any more clearly now. Hello again, Imelda.
Hi, Frank. Hopefully this is better, isn't it?
It's a little bit better. Let's go with it. Let's go, because you work for Fermanagh and Omagh District Council. You're the recreation officer. You're one of them. You're on the Bake Off and unfortunately the first person out. But you were telling me that in the tent, when you're in there, the pressure builds, does it?
Yeah, it's like, well, as soon as you go in there, it's like a lateral universe. The time goes a lot quicker, and the pressure just goes tenfold. It's a whole experience that I can't equate it to anything. It's incredible.
Now, you were set this challenge that involved wagon wheels. You know, it's hard to beat a wagon wheel. But how on earth do you make a wagon wheel?
Well, I don't know, Frank. I think you're asking the wrong person. I didn't do so well in it. the wagon wheel, all the elements are really simple. You know, it's just like biscuit, melt some chocolate, make some marshmallow, but it's trying to get everything done in that time frame. And the pressure of the bake-off tent and the judges standing over your shoulder is just, I didn't come out of it as well as I had hoped I would.
Did you feel nervous with the challenge?
Not at the time, because whenever I'd seen it, I knew that I was able to make and had made all those elements before. Maybe the marshmallow was throwing me a wee bit, but I definitely didn't feel, nervous about it. Kind of felt I had a grasp of it, but it was trying to get the chocolate covered around the sides. It just took so much time. And like now, whenever I'm thinking back, I mean, why did I not just put the biscuits on a slotted spoon and let the chocolate drizzle down through it? And I have made them since. And it worked fine, but it's like common sense doesn't occur to you whenever you're under so much pressure.
Yeah, I can well imagine. But, you know, you obviously enjoy what you do. You love baking. Your heart's totally in it.
Yeah, I do love baking. There's no doubt about it. And baking is it's normally a happy place to go to. After the bake-off, it kind of took me a few weeks to get back into it. There's no doubt about it, because there's so much preparation that goes into the show. And you'd be baking, your recipes for weeks and weeks in advance. So even though I had been put out in week one, I had baked all the recipes that we were given up until week 10. So you do be... There's so much preparation that goes into it. So, yeah, definitely was glad of a few weeks off whenever I was put out. But I'm back at it now and I love it.
Yeah, you see, that's the magic of television. People probably won't fully understand the demands that are made on people to have material for the show. So how long did you spend with the entire production?
So with the entire production, it was way in the scenes behind, let's say we were cooking for weeks, it was probably about 8 or 9 weeks of baking beforehand where we had to submit our recipes. So I have known since probably March time that I was going on the show, but the filming didn't actually start then until April. And then whenever you're actually, you only see, is it an hour and 15 minutes or an hour by the time you take the ad breaks out. But we were filming for well over, I think it was nearly 27 hours or something that weekend. You're up at 6 a.m. in the morning in the tent, and they really only, obviously they've 12 bakers, and you only see a snippet of each of the bakers. But yeah, it's so much more intense than it might come across.
And what did you make of the celebrities, the main faces on the show?
Oh, they were great, in fairness. You know, Noel and Sandy are so funny and they're so approachable. I thought they'd be a bit, you know, removed from the Bakers, like, you know, the celebrity status, but in fairness to them, they were great. Paul and Prue are lovely as well. Obviously, for, you know, they have to remain a wee bit removed because they have to remain impartial and they don't want to become more attached to some Bakers than others. But in fairness, there was good banter, you know, in between scenes and stuff. So, yeah, Paul Hollywood is as intimidating in real life as he is on screen. There's no two ways about it.
Is it something about those blue eyes, is it?
There must be something about old blue eyes. He just says, that's there. You can feel it cutting through your soul or your soul. It's like being in school, being scolded by the headmaster. You just, like, reduces to the five-year-old me again. I'm so sorry.
So anyone who's contemplating it, you know, is it something you'd recommend? Because I don't know how anyone puts themselves out there to do it, no matter how much you love the task. Would you recommend it to others who might be thinking of attending an audition?
Oh, 100%. The experience from the auditions to, you know, the actual production now, it has just been phenomenal. It's been one of the most enjoyable. And, like, it's like just a wee girl from Tyrone, you know, you don't get involved with TV production companies every day. So it's so, like, enthralling to see how everything works behind the scenes. And the people that I met, like, honestly, the other Bakers, I know it sounds so cringy, like, oh, we're really good friends, but I can tell you now, like, there's some people in that group that I hope to be friends with for life, because, you know, you're under such an intense pressure for, you know, such a short period of time, and those guys are, you know, they're your support network. So, yeah, it's definitely a bond that you'll never get with anybody else. So
That's really nice to hear. That is good, because that's a very positive reflection on the experience of being part of the production. Was there a bit of a party in the house watching it? Did you gather around with the folks?
I had all my Karen women around me. My sister came home from London, bless her. She had got a 14-hour sailing back over to Oxford on Sunday, and then she flew back on Tuesday to be with me for it, and she'd organised everything, so she's fab. So shout out to Mary.
Had
all the McCarran women around us.
Had you told the others the outcome? Did they know?
Mary knew the outcome because Mary knows everything. But apart from that, no one else knew the outcome. So it was a bit, I was watching it with a bit trepidation, going, oh, I've brought these people here and they're going to be so disappointed. But in fairness, like, the support has been phenomenal, and that has been right across the board. Like, people have been so, so nice. And I'm like, it's a big relief because I was really worried about a backlash. People going, oh, she's such a disappointment out in week one. But people have been really positive. So I really appreciate that. It's really nice to hear.
And up around that part of the world, would there be any tickets for Sunday?
They're like, hey, Faith and Frank.
Even Imelda McCarron hasn't got one. Is that what you're saying?
No, I can't even get my hands on as I wish. Anybody giving them, you know where I'm at.
Listen, well done on the experience, and I'm sure the baking continues to be absolutely brilliant, and no doubt you'll pop up on some other show, because you seem to have, Imelda, as well as the skill of being a baker, you seem to have a great personality. So reality TV, another opportunity may come down the road soon.
Who knows, Frank? You never know. It could be a Love Island next year. I hope not.
there's a suggestion. I'm looking at, you know, between the moving pictures and the pictures in the paper today, you'd go well in Love Island, girl.
Oh, I don't know. You haven't seen me in bikini, Frank. I don't think many people will be too keen on that.
Listen, thanks a million for coming on. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It's the lovely Imelda McCarron from the Great British Bake Off.